You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
We're ready. We're loaded up. We got a couple of fun contestants today. Well, I'm assuming.
Hopefully, fingers crossed here.
Annie, are you fun?
I hope so.
We're going to find out one way or the other, aren't we? Annie, what do you do for a living?
I do transportation logistics for an oil and gas company.
Oh.
Transportation logistics.
Logistics.
Like the trucks that are hauling the stuff?
Trucks and rail cars. Yeah, mostly rail cars.
Choo-choo trains.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
That's neat.
Good for you.
Good.
Look, the girls are in kind of desperate need of a point here in September, so they need you to step up, all right?
You got it.
Okay, good. You're going up against this dude named Josh. Good morning, Josh. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Mr. Josh, what is your line of work?
I'm a paramedic.
Oh, very nice. Mm. Good. Good human.
Jeremy, do you have a follow-up question along those
lines?
No, nothing, huh?
No, I don't. Trying to think of something.
You've got a paramedic on the line. There's something you've always wanted to ask a paramedic?
No, my dad was a paramedic for many years, so I always find it awkward, though, like at night when I'm like behind an ambulance, you know, and the light's on inside it and you can see what's going on in there. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I should watch or change lanes, but I really want to watch, you know, to see what's going on in there.
See something come popping out.
Do you like it when people watch, Josh?
Well, of course.
Well, of course. Okay, good.
Sure. That's funny.
Good to know.
Here's how this game works. Jeremy is going to ask Annie some questions that guys are probably more likely to know, and then I've got some questions for Josh that women are probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. If we're tied after three, we play sudden death overtime. We also alternate who goes first. Today, the ladies are up first.
Oh, Annie Pants. Are you ready?
Right. I am.
I do have a question for you, though, real quick. Have you ever lost an oil truck?
Oh, boy.
Like, you've got all these logistics. You're probably keeping track of hundreds of trucks. Did you ever lose one?
I have not.
Okay,
but
that's
sure
good.
Wouldn't
that
be
good.
Funny with the rail cars? Because, like, just give me an average number of rail cars that might be in one, you know, train.
Carrying oil?
Like how many? Like 60, 70?
Yeah, probably. There's like 100, and that's called like a unit train that moves together, but typically less than 100.
So what happens if you send 64, let's say, and then they count them when they get there, and there's only 63?
It's a caper.
That's what I'm wondering.
Or all 100 of them pull up, and then like three of them are filled with chocolate syrup.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That would, it wouldn't be the best.
No. Yeah. Like, what has happened here, Annie? All right, we better get to the game.
You fill up my rail cars. Isn't that Annie's song?
It is. okay.
Look at me singing
at
John
you.
Denver for Jeremy, huh?
You got goosebumps.
All right, let's start the game.
Great
my
Tuesday
God.
So far.
All right, yeah. Annie Pants, quit distracting us, all right?
Sorry.
Let's see. What am I going to give you here? Who is the host of Triple D?
Guy Fieri.
Correct.
Is that the Diners, Dives, and...
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Triple
yeah.
D.
Look at that. She wasted no time. Ooh. Josh, this question was gifted to me by my friend Jeremy. What actress provided the voice for Princess Fiona in the movie Shrek? Who was that actress who did that voice?
Cameron Diaz, I believe.
Boom.
That is absolutely correct.
Saving lives and watching Shrek.
You got two good pleasures. I mean, can you have a little video screen on in the back of the ambulance and while you're doing chest compressions, be watching like a movie or
like
something?
Laughing.
You know what he's probably doing? Yeah, he's got the video screen in there, and he's watching YouTube videos on how to give chest compressions.
To the beat, right? Isn't it Staying Alive or something?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah, see?
I was on The Office last night.
Was it?
What?
What? Hold on, let me scratch out all my Office
because
questions.
When you're practicing, at least it used to be years ago, it's funny that Josh is going up against Annie because Josh is a paramedic, and you used to have to practice your CPR on what they called Resusa Annie, right?
That's right.
Yes.
The plastic dummy laying there.
Yeah, they were called Resusa
I'm not calling
Annies.
You a dummy, Annie. I'm just saying.
I might
remember
be.
That, and they would.
I remember doing that in sixth grade. They brought one in for all the kids to practice.
And they would
on.
Take a little alcohol on
and
a
they
swab
wipe
and
it.
They would wipe off the mouth,
and then the next kid in line does it. And you, can you imagine doing that now?
Yeah. Which one of those, Josh, did they say you don't need to do anymore?
You, for the general public, you usually don't do mouth to mouth anymore.
Yeah,
it's
I wouldn't
just
do
the
that.
Chest compression.
I wouldn't
right?
do that. I have a memory locked in my brain from that sixth grade CPR thing with the dummy and the wipe in the mouth and everything because I had a head cold the day that we did it.
Oh God!
And yeah, went down and did the breaths. Okay,
were you blowing snot bubbles.
And then I remember, dude, this is burned into my brain. I'm doing the chest compressions as a little kid, and I can feel every time I push down. Snot going push, down, 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 like coming out of my nose as I'm doing the compressions and the other kids watching me with snot coming out of my nose.
That's fantastic.
It is burned into my brain. It was how embarrassing it was.
God, I'd hate to be the next kid on the Resusa Annie after you.
Took my sleeve to my nose, you know.
Ain't that much like, rubbing alcohol in the world.
God, I don't know why that is stuck in my mind. It's snot That's pouring down my face.
Foul. Well, not that different from today.
It's allergies.
Back to Annie.
Annie, let's give you a DIY home repair question here. It'll be multiple choice for you. If I am sweating the pipe, what am I doing? Am I soldering a joint, installing a new toilet, or draining a garden hose?
Draining a garden hose?
No, ma'am. I'm soldering a joint.
Mm-hmm.
It's called sweating the pipe.
You got to sweat it.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Back to Josh. Josh, Melanie C. is one of the contestants on the new season of Dancing with the Stars. So tell me, what made Melanie C. a celebrity? Take a guess.
I have no idea.
No?
Sweating the pipe.
Melanie C., also known in shorthand as Mel C., was one of the Spice Girls.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, she was a Spice Girl. You ever heard of them, Josh?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Hey, we're still 1-1. Back to Annie.
Annie, who is Homer Simpson's boss? What's his name?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Burns? It's not Burns.
Would you like to go with Burns?
Sure.
Yes, that's right.
That is right.
Mr. Burns.
Wow. I like the way you said it's Burns. No, that's not right.
Nah, can't be it. I don't.
That's hilarious.
You got it.
Josh, here's what it comes down to. Since Annie took a 2-1 lead here, this is your final question. If you get it, we will go to overtime.
Okay.
If you don't get it, the girls are finally on the board for the month of September.
It's going to happen.
Feel like it's going to happen? Let's see. How many tablespoons are in a standard stick of butter? 8, 10, or 12? How many tablespoons in a standard stick of butter? 8, 10, or 12?
8.
That is correct.
Oh, Josh knows
that
butter.
Is right. He knows his butter.
Butter.
Got the butter.
Butter.
Guys, we're tied, and so we go to sudden death overtime.
I got a couple comic book questions here.
First one to get one right is going to win.
Oh, no. Jeremy Renner plays what Marvel superhero?
Guess. Hurry.
Green Lantern.
No. He's Hawkeye. He's the bow and arrow guy. He's got a new Disney Plus show coming, too. Like a series, a Hawkeye series.
With a bow and arrow, how does that make you a superhero?
That's stupid.
That's like...
He's up there with Black Widow.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
Stupid.
There are so many worthless super... You know, we have lowered the bar on what makes someone a, quote, superhero. Don't you think?
I'm bow and arrow guy.
Yeah, bow and arrow.
Sweet quiver, dude.
Josh, if you get this, you win the game. If not, we're going to keep playing OT. I want you to name the actress slash singer who named her first child Apple.
Oh.
Who was that? Hurry.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea.
That was Gwyneth Paltrow. She's got a kid named Apple. How old is Apple now?
I don't know.
She's 18.
Oh, is she?
Is that right?
I'm not up to date on my Apple trivia.
Hold on. I'm looking it up right now because now I got to know. She turned 17 this year, I think.
Mm. Oh, boy, you missed another one, Annie.
Wow, she's 17? I would have guessed like 9, because I remember when she was born and we were all making fun of the child's name.
I know. Now it's kind of a cool name, right?
Yeah, I guess I need to shut up. Back to Annie for a chance
Annie,
to win
I'm
again.
Sorry, I have another comic book question.
No, you can't
that's,
do two
well,
comic books.
Sure I can. Says
no,
who?
That's not right.
Well, this is all I have for today.
What? You came to the table with only 4 questions?
No, I've got a couple more, but... They're all comic book. Hold on, Annie.
What's with all the comic book questions?
Oh,
you don't even read comic books.
It's 2. I watch the Marvel movies.
How many of them have you watched?
All of them.
Liar.
I'll give you a movie question. How many Hangover movies are there?
3.
Yes.
That's it. The game is
over.
See, don't you feel better that you didn't give her another stupid comic book question?
Just because you don't like comic books, shut up.
Hey, I loved them when I was
no,
a kid.
You didn't.
Emphasis on the when I was a kid.
Yeah, whatever. They had paper back then? Are you guys still there?
Yeah, they don't really care. They're nah. both checked out. Josh, did you at least have fun today?
Of course I did. Thank you, guys.
Liar. You're a liar.
Yeah, but I tell you what, before you go, you have to absorb some medicine. Are you ready?
Yes.
Girls rule!
Boom.
I do today,
go
my
save
friend.
Some lives, dude.
Yeah, you're the superhero, Josh.
That's right.
Not the guy with the bow and arrow.
That's
I say the paramedics are the superheroes.
Put a cape on
I
today,
say.
Josh. Make it weird. Put a cape on.
We dare you. Thank you for being on the show. He's
see
like,
ya.
Can I get
all right,
out of
goodbye,
here,
goodbye, Josh.
Can I leave? May I be excused?
He's gone.
Annie, you know what? The girls had no points at the start of today, and now it is 2-1.
Good job,
Annie.
Well
Woo.
Done.
Listen, you're delightful. If you will please stand by, Josh, our Josh, is going to come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Well,
welcome.
Thank you for listening, Annie. Hope you have a terrific day today. That right. was fun. I enjoyed
that was a good round, actually.
How about we play again on Thursday? Want to do that?
Okay.
Okay.